Hello again, welcome to Yoga Glow with Rachel Brown and season two of the podcast, focusing on the goddess, the power of the goddess, and some amazing Greek mythology stories in this season, as well as other stories from many other goddesses: the Norse goddess of the spring, the Egyptian goddess of women, fertility and joy. I have so many more stories to share with you, but I am focusing firstly on the beautiful Greek goddesses. And this one is Iris, Greek goddess of the rainbow. When the earth was still in its fledgling state and its people were beginning to strike out on their own, there was much consternation among the pantheon of Greek deities. They watched from their ornately adorned palaces in the sky. They peered into the lives of the lost and lovelorn and absorbed their stories for entertainment. And yet, there was little they could do to influence events. They were merely heavenly spectators, and as such would remain impartial unless they were called upon specifically to help. Even then, they were limited in what they could do. There are, after all, certain rules to be followed, as with all things. A deity could be petitioned with the right choice of words and worship. Offerings laid at the altar or shrine were a sure way to get their attention, but sometimes, even then, they were of the wrong kind. The differences between gods and men had caused many great battles, and in some ways it's easy to see why. Men are mortal, they don't have the luxury of eternity to make mistakes and learn from them. Time moves fast and nothing stays the same. But for the deities, there is little change, little to amuse them, except the daily doings of their people. And so it was that the gods and goddesses decided there should be a go-between, a messenger who could straddle both worlds with ease. As you can imagine, this role was treated with much respect and well sought after. It was unique, which meant that all the better-known deities wanted it for themselves. The chance to make a real connection, to be involved in the comings and goings of humankind, was a dream come true, and arguments soon followed. "It should be me, I'm the oldest." "No, it should be me, I am the most powerful." "You're both wrong, it should be me, I am the wisest of you all." And so it went on. The heavens were full of fury, and it seemed that nothing could soothe the situation until out of a flurry of clouds and with the lightest of steps came a girl, daughter of the marine god Thaumas and his nymph bride Electra. With delicate features and a voice that sang through the air, she passed between them all unseen, leaving ribbons of colour in her wake. In her hands, she held a jug filled with the sweetest nectar, which she served dutifully to the great god and father of them all, Zeus. As she did so, a hush fell on the crowd. In that moment, they all understood that this lesser-known goddess was the only one with the attributes needed to be the perfect messenger. Being fleet of foot and gentle in her ways, she could move swiftly between the heavenly and earthly realms. This, coupled with her keenness to serve and her honesty, meant that there would be no need for confusion, no ulterior motives or power games. This was a goddess whose aura glowed with hope and promise. And so, sweet Iris was proclaimed the messenger god, the one who would travel between worlds to deliver insights, information, and help. But the next question was, how? To come with a crack of thunder breaking through the clouds would not do, for it would surely scare the humans. To arrive in a flurry of bells and horns upon a chariot or winged steed was also too much. So how would the people know that she was on her way? What sign would alert them to her presence? Again, Iris answered the question. As she flexed her golden wings and sailed through the air, her multicoloured ribbons stretched before her in a perfect arc. The arc this created seemed to skim the surface of the ocean and extend all the way up to the stars, making a beautiful rainbow of light. Those who saw it would gasp in wonder and read it as a sign that something good was on its way. The deities beamed at their own magnificence to come up with such a solution. How powerful and mighty they must appear to humankind. Little did they realize that the answer had been there all along, and that the people of the earth have always known that after the rain comes hope in the guise of a rainbow. Goddess Iris affirmation. Every step I take imbues me with hope. Here's a lovely goddess ritual for Iris. Iris is known as a cupbearer and spent most of her time replenishing the rain clouds with water from the sea. A generous and helpful deity, she moved between realms as a messenger between the humans and the gods, keeping the channels of communication open and spreading love and light. This ritual generates positive energy, which helps to improve the way you think and feel and attracts more of the same, making you a conduit of light and a joy to be around. This exercise is best performed in the morning to give you a positive mindset for the day ahead. Stand in the shower and close your eyes. Breathe deeply to clear and calm your mind. Turn the shower on and spend a few minutes acclimatizing yourself to the temperature of the water. Imagine that the spray is infused with rainbow light, which cascades down and covers you in an array of rainbow colors. Notice the way the water hits the top of your head, and imagine that with every breath in, you draw this energy down through the spine. Feel the hues seep through your skin in rays of brightness that extend outwards. Absorb this vibrant energy and picture yourself wearing a rainbow-coloured cloak. To finish, turn the temperature down for 30 seconds. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, feel the rainbow of light getting bolder and brighter. And throughout the day, bring the image of that rainbow cloak to mind. Imagine the colours extending outward so that everyone you meet is bathed in your beautiful glow.